The sound of birds chirping is natural for us. We think nothing of it when we hear them. Well, what about bats? No, not spring training baseball types of bats. I'm talking about the flying mammal bats. Did you know Arizona is among two states with the largest number of bat species in the country?
Arizona has 28 species of bats. We have the second highest diversity of bat species in the United States. We're second only to Texas. They've got one more documented species than we do.
Randy Babb is a biologist with the Arizona Game and Fish Department. He drove me to the flood control channel near 40th Street and Camelback Road, an area with a large bat colony.
So this runs right through the center of Phoenix. The other end comes out at Biltmore and 24th Street, and both ends of this bats exit out of.
Babb says this flood control tunnel is the perfect man-made cave that provides the type of habitat bats need to roost and reproduce. A handful of bats of various species live here. And in about a month, as many as 10,000 of Mexican free-tailed bats will travel north and migrate into this spot, most of them female, pregnant, and ready to raise their babies.
As they arrive here, they become implanted back into the uterine wall and they start to develop again.
The flood control area is surrounded by a tall wrought iron fence for safety reasons. So we walk around to get a quick look as far inside the tunnel as we could see.
Actually, you can smell it. Can you smell it?
Oh, is that their smell?
Mm-hmm, that kind of musky smell.
So I'm smelling bats.
Yeah, you see it's kind of a musky, almost has a little sweet tinge to it or something. But that's them, that's the free-tailed bats.
Many of us think of the wide-winged, big-eyed flying mammal as a beastly thing. But they're not as bad as we've come to know them. It is rare they have rabies or other diseases. The sounds they make are almost only audible to their own kind. And they are insect-eating animals that happen to do at night what birds do during the day. Babb says they're among the best thing around for farmers, foresters, and believe it or not, for us too.
This colony is eating about 2,000 pounds of insects every night. And those are insects that are going to be bothering you during your barbecue and are going to be destroying crops.
Babb says each of the estimated 10,000 bats that will be in this colony over the summer weigh as much as 2 nickels. And based on his research, in about 200 days, these bats will consume more than 400,000 pounds of insects. That's about 30 big elephants. It's the show. I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.